Blog Talk Radio.
Honorable Reverend Dr. William M. West. Today's segment is The Kingdom of God and the Bureau of the Crystal City. If you want to call in, you could dial the number 917-889-2382. Also, I just recently wrote and published the book, The Mysteries of Earth Changes Revealed. It's about the past and present and future changes on the planet up until 2012. If you want to purchase this book, you can purchase it at Amazon.com or any major bookstore. Off with this segment, we're going to start with Matthew's. This is chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. And it states, "After this manner, therefore, ye pray." This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And aim forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but aim deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen," or amen. It says at 10th verse, "Thy come, thy kingdom come." So we go to Revelation's 21st chapter. And it states, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha, the beginning, and Omega, the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the faithful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idlers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, the city of peace, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and hand 12 gates, and had at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west three gates, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was a jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardius, the sixth sardius, the seventh crocodile, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, 11th, a jacobinus, the 12th amethyst, and 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one of pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are in the temple of it. And the city had no need for sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut and all by day, nor for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh it lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Let's go to Revelation 22, chapter, verse 1 through 5. And it showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the third God, Lord God, giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. It speaks of a crystal city, city outside made of crystal and precious stones. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 4 through 28. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of the Johanshan captivity, Ezekiel was at the river Chebar, and the Lord came to him, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire unfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sprinkled like the color of brass, burnished, and they had the hands of a man under their wings, on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, their four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and therefore had the face of an ox on the left side, therefore also had the face of an eagle. These were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward toward wings, and every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went one straight forward, neither the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As the likeness of living creatures, their appearance was like coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps, it went up, down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I behold the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of beryl, and their forehead one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four faces, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went, was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of a terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on the side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man upon it. And I saw as the color of amber as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of the fire and its brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Let us speak 5,000 years before the revealing of the revelations in 98 A.D. to John, the appearance of a crystal-sized city in Ezekiel 5,000 years beforehand. So we're going to take a break, and we'll get back to the segment after this brief intermission.
Yeah.
This is the Honorable Reverend Dr. William M. West. Today's segment is The Kingdom of God, the Pearls of Crystal City. If you would like to call in, the number is 917-889-2382. I also recently published a book called The Mysteries of Earth Changes Revealed. You can get this book at any major bookstore or online, Amazon.com. It deals with the past, present, and future Earth changes up until 2012. Now, let's get back to the segment. Now, this crystal-sized ship called the City of God is coming down to Earth. In ancient times, in Sumeria, it was referred to as Nibiru, the planet of the crossing. But now in modern age, it is called the Planet X, which was spotted by astronomers in the early 1980s in the outermost reaches of the solar system near Neptune. It has been tracked by infrared observatories and has been around the Kuiper Belt and is speeding right towards Earth. It will enter the inner solar system in 2012. The effects of the approach of the planet X on our planet will be biblical, and what's more, the effects are being felt as we speak. Millions and billions of people will go through catastrophic events. Global warming will increase, in earthquakes, drought, famine, wars, social collapse, even killer solar flares will be caused by the blasting through the core of the solar system. This crystal-sized ship called Nibiru or Planet X. The sighting of Planet X called Nibiru in Sumeria was further discovered in 1983. It was an article in the Washington Post by the chief RAS scientist from GPL in California, Dr. Gary McBauer. And the article states, a heavenly body possibly as large as the giant Jupiter as possibly so close to Earth that it would be a part of this solar system. It has been found in the direction of the constellation Orion by an orbiting telescope. So mysterious is this object that astronomers do not know if it is a planet, a giant comet, or a nearby Pluto star, dwarf star that never got hot enough or big enough to become a star. The most fascinating explanation of this mystery body, which casts no visible light and has never been seen before by optical telescopes on the Earth or in space, it is that it is a giant gaseous planet as large or larger than Jupiter. If it is really that close, it would be a part of our solar system. The object has been spotted on the western edge of the constellation of Orion, and there has been some speculation that it might be moving toward Earth. So, we're going to talk about the actual story of this planet-sized ship called Nibiru and the Sumeria tablets, the Umar Elish, where it talk about Nibiru moving through the solar system of the Milky Way galaxy. Nibiru had launched out from the planet called RIS, R-I-Z-Q, on one of its routine trips, with a crew of 144,000 members. 24 of them were the elite members who stood 7 feet tall. Each of the 24 elders is appointed for overseeing the planet Earth. This is where the 24 elders in Revelation comes from. They were sent as guardians of light or the keepers of the secret word. The elders were chosen to guard Earth for the time in one Earth day, which is equal to 23 hours, 53 minutes, and 6 seconds, or 24 hours, or 24,000 years. This is also based on the equinox, which happens every 24,000 years, lying with the 24 cycles, sun, two sun, two moon, cycles, each of 6,000 years. The 24th elder seat is occupied by whatever human being who has been selected to reveal the message or bring the good news over him would be one of the 24 elders. Each elder has 24 hours, which is 60 minutes or years, broken into sets of 2 of 30. This Nibiru planet X came counterclockwise to this solar system on its normal route of 25,920 years, which is the elders, which call AM, A-A-M. They were in search of minerals and natural resources such as chlorophyll, gold, silver, diamonds, platinum, and uranium on other planets like Mars, Earth, and Jupiter. The Milky Way galaxy and many planets or constellation Orion. This trip on explanation through the solar system, it happened to pass Neptune and Uranus. There was an electrical storm on Neptune, which caused the Nibiru sized ship to veer in off its path and bumped into the planet called Mildic, which is Vulcan, breaking up part of the planet into pieces. The remaining part of the planet was cast out into space, becoming known as the Lost Planet, which is now in our solar system, the asteroid belt. The inhabitants of the planet Mildic thought they were under attack by Nibiru, thus the Medicians launched their 4 crafts after Nibiru. These 4 crafts were mobilized, only whirling and twirling with the force who causing centrifugal and centrifugal forces, meaning pushing and pulling forces, becoming known as the 4 winds spoken of in the Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 1. The twin planet Uranus moved from its normal position behind E, which is Neptune. Nibiru seemed to veer out of its way, making it wobble. As Nibiru came nearer to Neptune, its gravitational pull due to its electrical storms or balls caused Nibiru to bulge and go slightly off its orbit on a Friday afternoon at 1300 hours of Earth time. This collision formed the rings or necklace of Saturn. This necklace is made up of the smaller planets. At this point, Pluto was released from its original orbit around the Sun and was pulled away in the direction of Mars to its current position behind Moon. By this time, Nibiru was moving in closer towards the center of the solar system and was headed straight for Earth. This alarmed the people of Earth, who could see this bright gleaming. At the time, this planet Earth was called Tiamat, approaching their atmosphere, and were feeling the effects of natural disasters much like what you see today. The gravitational pull of the 2 smaller crafts, and Mercury and Venus on one side, and 2 larger planets, Saturn and Jupiter on the other side. This alarmed the inhabitants of Tiamat to the point where they launched 11 crafts at Nibiru, which were led by Kingu. Kingu was the name of the head of the defense force of Tiamat and later the name of the imperfect planet that you call the Moon today. Nibiru has 7 warships of its own that split up into 2 separate fleets, of which 4 circled Tiamat, creating a network type with a tetrahedron under the science of magnetism. These ships were launched at 11 ships from Tiamat, which were completely eliminated at the same time. One of the 4 satellites called the North Wind was headed directly for Tiamat Earth, causing the planet to split in half. The same wind came back around, shattering the half into pieces, making comets, of which Halley's Comet is one. It has also created asteroids. Many of the pieces caught on fire. Some of these pieces made the asteroid belt in the center of our solar system as we speak. The Maldekian crab, known as the East Wind, swung around and put a hole straight through the upper half of the planet. After the Maldekian crab, known as the West Wind was released from the magnetic hold of Nibiru's force field and shot a ball of lightning at the Tiamat Earth that was stripped or trapped in the center of the Earth and burned out a core 600 miles in diameter and became a new central sun that burns until this day, which is considered the core. This new sun is called Aspu,
an Apsu located in the center of the planet called Earth. That's an Adikian crab crash from the south wind, creating the Grand Canyon and made Tiamat Earth give birth to a small planet called Shishki, which you call the moon today. This same crab also caused a black dust cloud to cover the planet Earth, which it speaks about in Genesis, the first chapter. It was now trapped in a new orbit revolving every 365 days, giving a new time zone for this new planet called Earth because of the difference in time zones or different concepts of time. So this ship called Nibiru, a crystal-sized ship that is to race toward Earth up until 2012. Let's go to Revelations 7th chapter, verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, pulling the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. But these four winds is the four winds from the craft Nibiru. So it's hand in hand with the revelations in the Bible, which means the Apocrypha. The last book of the Testament that was given, revealed to John in 98 AD. And it states, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and it were 300. It was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel. Let's take a break now, and we can get back to the segment.
Science can answer everything except for the why, and the why, and the why, and the why. It's the debate still goes on day after day. No one has the answer here. Here's what I'm saying. This experience clear them.
fraction of a fraction of the deepest of the deep of the great blue wide. It brought a tear to my eyes. It's how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. It's how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. It's how I know that God is real. I know this is not by chance. It's how I know that God is real. As the moon and stars, the ocean, soft waters, like my tears are. You feel me. The sun rises and sets every day without fail. It's how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. It's how I know that God is real. I know this is not by chance. It's how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. Now I know that God is real.
Reverend Dr. William M. West. Today's segment is the Kingdom of God and Imperial of the Crystal City. We like to call in. The number is 917-889-2382. Also, I have a book that I just written and published called The Mysteries of Our Changes Revealed. If you want to buy this copy, you can get it from any major bookstore or online, Amazon.com or Universe/bookstore. Now we get back to the segment. At the beginning of Genesis chapter 1, they speak about the planet Earth was a void in darkness. This is the cloud of dust that covered the planet from the crash. And it speaks about the Lord or God's Elohim hovering upon the faces of the deep, which is the water. The water was covered over the planet from the melting polar ice from the North Poles because it was a new axis shift that took place from the crash. This is to take place again as far as the planet at that time started to reheal itself and reshift to change and to a as far as adapt to the new formation of the planet and the new poles, which was a 23 axis, which is not equal or even. It's gone to change into, which is a 90 degree axis, which is perpendicular, which would make the planet equilibrium equal. And this is to take place on up until 2012, which is the actual alignment of the galactic core and this in the solar system. This planet size ship, which is of crystal, is to come as it speaks in Revelation 24th chapter. As a city, an actual place, this is not no spooky, it's actual, a physical place that is to come to pick up, like it says in Revelation 24 chapter, the nations of people that actually were saved, in order for the planet to go through the horrific changes that's gonna take place. And this solar system is reforming itself for the change of vibration to a new dimensional level. So the kingdom of God is at hand. There should be new heavens and a new earth, Revelations 21st chapter. This is taking place as we speak. So be aware be prepared. Thank you.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your word to worship. Let me hear your word to worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
your
feet.
It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy. From knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the King in me, the ruler in me, came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a king in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out. Like a woman in travail. Is there no king living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem? Been through so much. I found my inner king, and I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there is a king. I know that some of you are struggling with addiction.
Place where love is feeling good. don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain.
Another try.